Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm your host, Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And I want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a wonderful Wednesday night right here in Central Florida. We are back from our wonderful summer break.
It was long, wasn't it?
It was a really long summer break, and we had a good time. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Perfect.
Great. We had a long summer, both of us. We both had a lot of milestones come up this summer.
Yeah, a lot happening,
and it was all good and positive milestones. But we haven't done the show in a couple of months.
It's been a couple of months. I think this is the longest stretch we ever went without doing the show.
I think so, and I really missed it, and I missed our listeners, and so I'm really glad to be back.
We'll
be back with live shows every single Wednesday night.
Yeah.
From this point forward, and we will be starting them at 7:30.
7:30.
They'll be from 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so all our listeners will know. And we're just going to make sure that we're able to share and bring hope and faith to everybody. And as always, we'll be doing our mini angel readings. So if you'd like to call in and get one of those, you can call us at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And one of the things that happened this summer was my daughter went off to college.
I know. That was a huge milestone, huh?
Huge milestone. She started Stetson University. And if anyone hears any crinkling in the background, we have my new puppy. My family decided to get me a puppy to make me feel better that my daughter was going away. Yes.
She is your new daughter.
She is my new daughter, and she is adorable.
She's adorable, and she's a little mischief maker.
She is very, very, and she's chewing an empty water bottle in the studio right now and making a lot of noise.
But she's content, so that's a good
thing.
She's content,
so we're happy, because if she wasn't chewing that, she'd be going for her headset.
Yes.
So, We're happy. It's good.
So it's just background crinkling.
Crinkling. You think of it as static, if you will.
That's right.
But she's an adorable dog, and maybe one of these weeks I'll post her on.
Oh, you should post her picture.
Yeah, I should, because she's really, I'll tell you, she's
the cutest puppy ever.
I have to agree with you. She's a miniature schnauzer. And I did go to every shelter, as you know, more than once, some three times. I went to Pet Rescue, different ones across the country. And unfortunately, I don't believe in shipping dogs in planes. It scares me.
Right.
So I had to go to local ones. And right now, believe it or not, I don't want to speak out of turn, in Maine, where I was for the summer, there's a shortage of pet rescue dogs.
Is there really?
There really is. And so they're actually shipping some up from different parts of the country where
wow.
they have an overage.
I wonder why they have a shortage. I wonder what the reason is.
I think people in Maine, everyone I know in Maine has at least one dog, sometimes two. And what they do is, you know, they take them with them everywhere they go. They're their constant companion. They're in the car with them. They're everywhere, you know.
Well, then I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. So, and you don't, generally you don't have the excessive heat there. So they're like, you know, most of the people I know in Maine have one or two dogs and always one with them in the car
right.
all the time. So it's a pretty common thing. So it was hard to – I tried to get a rescue dog. I couldn't. I've been looking for a year.
You were looking forever.
Yeah. So I finally – you found this one online.
I just happened to be online. Oh, my gosh. She is so funny. She's dragging a gift bag across the room.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's like the tiny – Tasmanian devil.
I told you this. You have never seen anything like what this dog. She's really cute, but she wants to chew everything in sight, and I'm so exhausted. I don't want to lie. I'm so exhausted.
It's funny though, because you know I have a dog, but I don't remember her chewing
like
this.
I don't remember any dog.
I think she would chew her way to China.
I think she would, given the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I believe in crate training, so, you know, when you're not watching her,
right.
you're crate training her. Now, these are things we're letting her chew, but she should really only be chewing her toys, but...
It's a bag.
It's a bag. We let her chew certain things that we give her to chew. Yeah, so now we're going to remove that from her. Okay. The important thing here, folks, is I got a new puppy, so there you go. In addition to that, I want to say that we did make a wonderful trip to Maine. I went with my family for a month, and Jessica and her daughter came up for a week while
yes,
we were up there.
Yes, we had a great time. It was so much fun.
It is so wonderful, and one of the things I'm trying to do is open up a spiritual meditation center up there where we would have people come up for a week and do chakra healing do hypnotherapy, where we do past life regressions. We would do drum circles.
Right.
We would teach people how to increase their intuition, communicate with their angels, things of that nature.
Right.
So that's one of the things we're looking to do. We would also, we have a place where we go and we dig our own crystals, particularly quartz crystals, obsidian, tourmaline. That was one of the things we did when we were up there. As a matter of fact, and I have to say this, it was kind of funny. We were up there, and Jessica and her daughter and my two daughters went to a quarry that they actually collect tourmaline and quartz. And so we went, and we were digging, and it started to rain really heavy. But we're kind of diehard, so we just kept digging.
Oh, yeah. And we were getting soaking wet.
We were covered in mud,
yes.
Soaking wet. And there was one other woman that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a diehard, too.
She was a diehard.
And I was looking for a crystal point, a quartz crystal point, and I hadn't found one yet. I'd found some wonderful other ones, but not one individual one. And we talked to her throughout, and as we started
to leave.
She was
so nice, too.
She was the nicest woman. As we started to leave, she said, "Wait, what's your name?" And I told her. And she said, "Come here, and I want to give you this." And she had found one, and she gave it to me.
And it was so sweet,
It was so nice. So I was really honored by that. And that I'll value more than any other crystal I could have paid hundreds of dollars for, because it was given with that wonderful intention, you know. So it's great. The other thing that I want to talk about tonight, before we start taking our calls, which is in just a few short seconds here, I want to talk about, and we're not going to talk about it yet. I just want anyone who's listening to think about this. You know, what does it mean to donate, to give, we sometimes give at church, or sometimes, you know, we feed the homeless, or sometimes we donate money to something. I'm not asking for anyone to donate tonight. Don't worry. But I want people to think about that a little bit. And we're going to talk about it in about midway through the show, because I think there's some things that we need to think about, that we need to bring into perspective. And that's one of the things we talked about in the email that we sent out, is how, you know, our perspective really determines how an event turns out, or how we experience an event, and whether it's negative or positive.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to talk a little bit about that later. But for now, is there anything you want to share?
Let me think. No.
No, okay. Well, there you go. It's been 2 months, so, you know.
I'm thinking, let me gather my thoughts. I wasn't prepared for any questions.
Well, if you have anything that you'd like to share, you just chime right in. But we'll
go
ahead.
I'm sure I can probably think of something. I mean, it's been a long time.
I will say this. Our trip to Maine was phenomenal.
You were gone for a whole month, and my daughter and I went up there for a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing she mentioned to me the other day, we were driving to the beach, and she said she had really regretted not bringing her glasses to Maine, because she wanted to try to drive those roads.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, the whole time I got to drive, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so much fun. The roads are twisty-turny. Very up and down,
and all over. There's so much fun to drive.
Well, you remember, you know, when you first learn to drive, driving is so much fun.
Yeah.
And now I drive because I have to drive.
Right.
And driving those roads, I'm like, it's fun to drive.
It was fun again. And, you know, it's also very exhausting, because there's a lot of wildlife.
Well,
and
right.
We saw two mommy mooses and baby mooses when we were out there. They came right up to the side of the road.
And they were so pretty.
They were so pretty and so cute. And we hiked. And I have to say, all our trips to the gym have so totally, like, benefited
us. Yes,
because
made us much
stronger. Hiked so much. And we actually hiked one that I didn't think I was going to make, I'm going to be honest. I did, with lots of encouragement. I made it to the top. But one of the ones was the Secret Falls, which I will say, okay, so I'm going to tell the story, and then we'll get on to our calls, I promise. We decided that we were going to Secret Falls, which very few people know about.
Because it's secret.
It's very secret, and you wouldn't know it was there if you didn't know it was there.
Right.
And so it's kind of deep in the woods, and so a local had told me about it, and, you know, we found it 2 years ago, and so when Jessica came up for the week, I said, okay, we're going to go try and find it again.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to it, and it's really like an enchanted forest, because you go off this, like, dirt old lumber road, and then you find this little trail, and then all of a sudden you see dark, deep evergreen trees and huge, massive trees that, you know, we don't normally see anymore
right.
because they've all been cut down. And so you get in there, and there's two, like, almost at the entrance. And then you start walking, and it's very hushed because there's so many pine needles.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you can hear the water, and you can't quite glimpse all the waterfall through the branches, but you can see it way down the end. And you have to get down the embankment to start with. And
that was the challenge.
And so the, our daughters went first because they're like monkey children.
Yes.
And they're like, okay, the only way to do this is that last 6 feet, you have to slide down on your bottom. And we're like, oh, God. So we did it. And we get to the bottom of this crevice or this ravine or whatever
uh-huh.
you want to call it. And then we decide we're really in trouble because there's no way we're going to make it back up.
No, because it was way too steep.
It was sheer. And
yeah.
you literally went down on your butt. So we now you're climbing over boulders. And it's not like you're just walking and hiking or we're talking wet, slippery boulders.
Uh-huh.
And
it was so hard to walk in, too.
Oh, I know. And then you're, like, climbing over ones that are, like, at least three-quarters as tall as you are.
Yes.
You know, so you're straddling rock, and you walk, I don't know, it wasn't as far as I probably am going to make it.
It wasn't really far at all. It felt like forever.
It was forever. But I would say if it was a half a mile, it would be a lot.
According to our daughters, we were very dramatic about the whole thing.
I know. We got there, and it was literally this oasis waterfall that you would never see. Your daughter has some pictures posted.
She does. She
just
does.
Just absolutely beautiful. I'll try and also post them on next
yeah.
week's show so everyone can see what we're talking about. Just gorgeous. And the cool part was, and this is what everyone will appreciate, again, perspective, okay? So had we taken our time, we would have realized as we came out of this, I said to my daughter, I said, you know, we got to get back, and I'm afraid it's getting late, so let's start heading back.
Uh-huh.
And so we start heading back, and we start heading back to where we came from. And then I looked up, and I'm like, I think that there were roots. So I'm like, we could grab onto those roots and climb up, you know. And she goes, yeah, I think you can. So we did, and it was 1, 2, 3, right
uh-huh.
up there. And then there was a trail there.
I know, we're so dumb.
So, like, we made ourselves be, like, I don't know, Bear Grylls or something.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out all we had to do was go a little further. We would have found this nice little trail and these root systems that we could have walked. We didn't have to slide on our butts for anything. But it made it all that much more exciting. So it was kind of neat, and it was a great adventure. And I'm sure we'll tell you lots more of some of the wonderful things we did when we were up there in the weeks to come.
Well,
so.
And you know, we live in Florida, so,
right.
you know, it's so different going up there. I mean, I'm from up north, but my daughter, I mean, she lives her whole life in Florida.
Florida.
So for her, these huge trees and water that you can swim in and alligators won't eat you.
No sharks, no poisonous snakes,
right.
and
it's
no
all
alligators.
Pretty
so
amazing.
You could literally go in any body of water, and we have a river in front of the house there, and we went tubing in it, and it was absolutely fun and exhausting. I mean, you tube until you can't, like, lift your legs.
Yeah.
You feel like you have, like, lead cement for legs
because mm-hmm.
you just – because you have to tube down, then you have to climb back, then you get off on the island and walk all the way up and do it all over again. It was wonderful, but it was a lot of fun, and it was a good time. So I'm glad to be back, but I also really thoroughly enjoyed our summer. And I know that I got a lot of calls this summer that I didn't have time to return. So please, if you did call, please call me back. It's not that I didn't want to read for you or that I wasn't interested. It's just that every now and then I have to recharge my batteries. And when I'm in nature, boy, do
yeah.
I recharge my
yep.
batteries. And the funny part is I think it was funny because I was reading for a client today in my office. I have a therapy center, a chakra therapy center, and I was sitting there reading for her, and I took my puppy. So I had the puppy in my lap.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. They say schnauzers have a sixth sense. All I'm going to say is I was getting more visions and more vivid visions
really?
Than I've ever had before, yeah. And it kind of blew my mind. I'm like, okay, so this person, this is exactly what he looks like. And so, you know, you can just really, it was just amazing to me.
Wow.
So, and that was one of the reasons why when I decided, you know, none of the places that I was looking to rescue a pet had it. We have a lot of pit bulls and Rottweilers, and that's just not something I was interested
yeah.
in.
Yeah, well, you were
point.
Looking for a smaller
dog. That I could take on a plane,
right,
too,
right.
so that when I travel, I don't always have to drive everywhere.
Right, though, right.
Because I never go without my dog. Okay, so here we go. Let's go ahead and take our first caller. Our first caller is calling in from area code 504 with a prefix of 813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
I'm okay for the most part. I'll go with okay. I like that.
Wait, see, I'm talking to the right person for dogs, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. I heard all the puppy stories. The reason there are puppy shortages in that area is just because you have dog owners that are more responsible. You have to realize that most of the things that end up in shelters
uh-huh.
are people who either bred irresponsibly or just said, okay, we're going to toss them out, or
oh.
climates where there are a lot of strays because the climate allows for a lot of stray cats and dogs to be able to live most of the year doing their thing.
Oh,
I
never thought about that.
And so when you have people who spay and neuter and don't breed and go to shelters, then
right.
you don't have the shelter surplus.
Oh, now that makes a lot of sense.
Crazy breeding and not neutering them and letting them run all over the city and so.
That makes so much sense. So, it was funny because I want you to know I did think of you while my dog was chewing through my brand-new leather couch. And so here's a question I have. How does one prevent this?
Sometimes loud noises, crate training. The problem with giving chew toys, I mean, is she teething? Is she at that age?
She's definitely teething. She's right now 10 weeks.
Okay. The one thing I do give during teething, other than just, like, edible treat bones,
yep.
if you've got one that you know isn't going to, like, rip things to pieces, you can take towels and dip them in, like, beef broth or something tasty, twist
okay.
them up, and freeze them.
And
oh,
the that's a great
good,
idea.
And it tastes good.
Okay.
Or you can
take
cupcake paper and you can freeze yogurt, just plain non-fat yogurt or sometimes
oh,
yogurt
yeah.
and peanut butter. And give her those, and they're cold, and they're, you know, hard, and it gives her something she can chew.
Ah,
and
okay.
it tastes good. Hopefully, your shoe does not.
Yeah, I mean, she just wants to chew everything, and
including
yeah.
people,
including people, and like she goes from being really loving and just
yeah.
wanting
yeah.
to be held, and then usually she turns into, we call her Hannibal Lecter. Or Jeffrey Dahmer around 7 p.m. every night is like when she just wants to chew everything in sight. And
the trick is
and,
around 7 p.m. or right before, long
yeah.
walk or a good tennis game, just toss
okay.
the ball, catch the ball kind of thing. Just convert
okay.
that energy in a different way. And when they're little at that age, they learn everything with their mouth. Plus,
okay.
if you adopted her young and she was separated from the other puppies young,
she
other
was.
Puppies
yeah.
learn not to bite because other they bite other puppies and other puppies are like knock it off,
right?
Or their moms
ah.
are like knock it off, and so she didn't have that socialization moment. So
right.
now she's relying on you to teach her like the knock it off script, or at least
right.
to say, oh look, we can do this fun game.
Okay.
So if she bites you and it hurts, or even if it doesn't, and you just don't want her to do it, scream. Like do something really loud and freaky, and it'll freak her out, and she'll be like, I guess we don't do that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Just scream.
Yeah. Just scream. Hey, listen, I've screamed many times when she's bit me because it hurts. She's got sharp
oh, yeah.
little puppy teeth. She's a great dog. Don't misunderstand me. And she's smart
oh,
as a
yeah.
whip.
That's just what puppies do. She'll work through
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
but
I think she will.
Try giving her like, the frozen treats and things like that.
I will do that
chew,
tomorrow. I will prepare them. Yeah.
It's a happy
that's
chew.
That's a good idea. Okay, and now since I have my dog expert on the phone, because I really did. I was going to call you. I'm not kidding. The other question, I know you're calling me for reading, but I have to ask you this question, too. The other question I have was, I don't remember what the question was. What was it? I had two questions, and I was like, oh, I know she'll know the answer
to
this.
It had to do with
body training.
it was mostly that, and also her potty training. A little problem
yeah.
with this, okay? So
yeah.
I have a really large, like, lanai area, and because she
yeah.
doesn't have all of her shots, I take yeah. her, like, out into the lanai because there's big planter areas, et cetera, where she can go. And
yeah.
at first she started going, and everything was fine. Then all of a sudden she decided it was more fun to go in the house. And so when she... I immediately, when she would do that, I'd put her nose down, say no. I'd bring her outside. But by that
yeah.
point, she'd already done it or released what she was going to release. Then I'd put her in the crate for 2 minutes, and then I'd take her out, right?
Yes, she has no idea what all that is. She doesn't have the memory. So, after a while, it's really for your comfort, because she's like, we're playing some weird game. I don't know what this is. This is a lady. So, sure, we could go in the crate and out the crate. I guess the same
help
thing.
Me.
If you catch her as she's posturing and say no, then
right.
she might connect it. But after the event, you ever seen
too
when
late,
it upset has the dog and it's like play, squirrel, play. That's it. That's
right.
all they have. So she's already into play the minute it's over. And then just know that right after she eats, she's gonna go. So
okay.
the trick is that you keep her in the crate. When she's not in the crate, the first thing you do is go outside to go poop. Take some treats. She goes poopy. She gets a treat. Cheerios are really good. They like those. They're not really high calories.
Oh, Cheerios.
Cheap.
Good idea.
Air Pop popcorn is also really good. Really cheap.
Okay.
They like it. Then just praise her. Oh, good job. Make a big deal about how happy you are that she went outside.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. This is some kind of weird day you like. And eventually,
I'm laughing because as we're talking, she has now managed to chew the cord that Jessica's headset's connected to.
She pulled them off my head.
It's some kind of a
workout. Let me tell you.
I was telling
you all these toys.
Yeah, it's like. Jessica, she came over and I said, you don't know how exhausted I am. And she's looking at me like, she's just a puppy. I said, no, you don't know. She's starting to see now firsthand. But I think you're right. Crate training is the way to go. And I do crate train her. And when we're watching TV and I have her there and I'm kind of playing with her and stuff, but if I look away for 5 minutes, I'm done for.
Oh, it's like a toddler.
It is. So here's the question. Is it mean to keep them in the crate for that long? I mean,
No, I mean, I've seen people, there are dogs that are just accustomed to being crated that are actually
mm-hmm.
really comfortable with it. As long as you're sort of balancing it and, getting her out to exercise and play, it's really not that bad.
Okay.
Because they're going to be, if nothing else, and then people are going to call, but she said leave the dog in the crate for 10 days. Not what I said.
No.
It's also good to get her accustomed to being crated for a long time, because if you are going to fly with her or drive with her, you need her to be able to be comfortable in that space and not bug out. And you got to remember, the crate is her space.
Right.
And she's happy or should be happy to have it as her space. And a little bit of as she gets older, if, small children come and they're not her thing, she's going to go sit in the crate and be like, yeah, it's my space. I'm just going to go chill for an hour.
Got it.
If you think about it, cats do it all the time. You just don't take a dog. My sister's cat spends easily 18 hours of the day on a shelf on her bookshelf.
Right.
She calls it like his Sicilian seat because no one can sneak up on him in it.
Right. Yeah.
And he just walks in. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
well, good. You've actually given me confidence that I can do this. I have a beautiful, wonderful 9-year-old dog as well. And I trained her and crate trained her. I just don't remember it being this challenging.
No, this dog is very peppy.
Yeah, this dog.
Oh, no, you've just forgotten.
I think I have probably forgotten, because I do remember that there was a point where that one also tried to chew through the drywall. So maybe they're just all trying to get the heck out.
I have this theory that there are things in life that God deliberately allows you to forget. Because you never, repeat.
Oh, yeah,
experience.
Having babies, right?
Right,
yeah
there you go. It's true.
I'm
it's absolutely
five of
true.
You never
would
have
gone past
the one.
Well, I appreciate that. That's true.
If I
had remembered this, I would have told my husband, no, that I don't want that for my birthday. But I was like, no, I think it's a great idea, So.
And then you're like, I don't remember, the other baby didn't pee this much. Baby pees this much. We didn't have to wash.
Gosh.
This wasn't what it was. And then by the second one, when they get to three or four, you're like, it wasn't so bad. We could maybe have another one.
No.
There you go.
Follow. This is the last question. People are going to think this is the dog whisperer show. I know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the guest expert. Yeah, go ahead.
Really, you are. Introduce yourself. You're the guest expert, and go ahead.
Yeah, it's
Really?
I was a vet tech for many years.
That's it, so you know. Is it good for a dog to have babies? Is it good for them to have a litter of babies or not?
It's not bad. I mean, God created you to have certain functions, then that's not a bad thing. But what I will say is if you are breeding a dog for any other reason than the fact that you are bettering the breed in some way, like if you have a show quality dog or mm-hmm. an agility dog that has some amazing skills that you're like, okay, you know, this could be passed on, hereditary, you know, good thing. If you're just doing it because you're like, oh, it looks like it's going to be fun, no, it's really not fun. There's really not a lot of money to be made in it. People think there is because they go to the mall and they spend $900 on a puppy. The $900
right.
puppy came from a puppy mill. They got
right.
that dog from the guy. They bought the litter for $100 and 50
Aww.
Pounds of food. And
right.
now suddenly it's the $900 dog.
Right.
The other thing is anybody who breeds well puts so much money into that process that they really
right.
don't make a profit.
I actually wouldn't do
it
for the profit. I just thought it might. It just seems, I don't know, unnatural for a dog not to have babies. Does that seem, I don't know. It's like, I kind of feel like it's an experience they should have. But then if it's not healthy for them, I don't want to do it.
Well, this is the thing. Dogs, contrary to popular belief, are kind of like people. And that there are some who really want to have puppies and are great moms, but there
mm-hmm.
are other ones that aren't. And so, like, I know a vet who bred his own dog, and she was a show dog, and he hunted down another show dog, and it was this long, drawn-out thing, but they had puppies, and she immediately tried to kill them.
Ooh.
And he had to separate them, and weeks bottle feeding.
That can happen.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, didn't you help bottle feed those puppies?
Oh, yes.
That's about 4 years ago. I remember that. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, it's not always, you know, it's a natural instinct. Everybody has an instinct to want to live and keep life going. It's what keeps people going.
Right.
You know.
Right. All right.
But,
well, good point. That one I'll give some thought
yeah.
to. I know several people who already told me they would want the puppies.
Namely me.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to get a million
sister.
Of them. Trust
yes.
me. Everybody wants a puppy.
Well,
they do or they don't. But it's.
But
if you're
there's people
it,
that are dog
it.
People. Like Jessica's
yes.
always had
research
a dog.
It.
Yep.
Do it well. But I warn you, like I had a friend that had a Great Dane that I don't know if it was intentional, but she had puppies. 16
uh-huh.
of them.
Oh my.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And
trying
to find
homes
for 16 dogs and bottle feeding.
Oh,
the mothers
no.
can't produce enough milk, and yeah, stuff can happen.
Wow.
So just,
you know, I'm thinking maybe I should just get her fixed
yeah.
and be done with it.
And I can just buy my
way.
Own puppy.
If you found a really cute puppy, then there are a million other really cute puppies you can find. So for everybody who says, I want a puppy, you can say, I'll help you find one.
I'll help you.
Yeah.
Know, great advice. Great advice. I would like everyone to know that tonight's show is brought to you live by by the Dog Whisperer. Okay, so now how can I help you?
Here's the rescue where I got her. Okay,
right. Well, you
so,
know, yeah, yeah. But
this
I will.
Thing. Oh, go ahead.
I didn't. Okay, I did go to all the rescues, but
yeah.
in the end, I ended up not using a rescue only because none of them had what I
none of them had
you
the
know,
dog.
I knew
okay.
what I was looking
then,
for, and it didn't have to be a particular breed. It had to be a particular
yeah.
dog. And Jessica called me and said, there's this woman selling these online. You've got to check this out. And they were, like, really inexpensive. And they were too young to be selling them at that age, but she was going to sell them either way. And so I met with her. She was a lovely woman from Brazil, and I saw the mother, and and she had six pups, and needless to say, yeah. So
no, and they're probably fine, and she's probably doing a great thing. Not everybody who breeds at home, you know.
Right.
They're all bad people, and they can have very healthy dogs. And even if you buy through a breeder, it's still
right.
easier if somebody asks you, well, can you breed her because I want a puppy? Give them the name of your breeder. And
right,
today,
yeah.
She
yeah.
probably has
Good
another
point.
Little of home, just so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, here's their name. You go ahead and call them, and there you go. Great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. All right. Now, that all being said, how can I help you this evening? You've been so helpful to me.
Okay. I have maybe two things. One, well, okay. I guess they're both sort of brief. Maybe one is longer than the other. But,
okay.
So I applied for this job that is still veterinary aspect because, you know, I can only be unemployed for so long before things get
out. Of course.
And figured, you know, I always have time later to look beyond.
Right.
But,
right.
And I kind of went into it with the idea of I'm great on it, which is like either this is for me or it's not. And if it is, then, you know, it's mine. And if it isn't, then it isn't. And it just means something else is. So
yeah.
I went and I, you know, did my interview and my resume. And I have to say that I might not interview well.
Right.
And so, you know, I kind of left this mixed feeling. No, it's really bad. Because it was like over an hour, and it was a whole lot of questions, and which I don't mind, but there were things like, think of a time, when, you know, you had a horrible day, what was it, that was really stressful, what was it, or that you really messed up, and I wanted to go, but I'm actually like a really good tech, and so,
yeah. Right.
Really,
yeah, like it doesn't, yeah, they were using trained interview techniques, which I understand them using, but if for the type of job you were interviewing for, they needed somebody who just, maybe not a people person, but a dog, an animal person. Do you know what I mean? Someone who loves pets.
Well, no, and I was just like, I'm really good at my job, so
yeah.
I don't really know what you want me to say, and I don't want to come across as arrogant. But,
yeah.
You know.
So you're going to ask me how that went.
One day, and I put it out.
Okay.
It was...
Yes,
okay,
I remember that too, by the way. I'm gonna say to you, I know you want to know how that interview went. I don't think it went very well. What I'm getting here is that you did not make the impression that you wanted to make for that particular job. Will they call you? I think there's a chance they're going to call you. But you're going to have to really win them over the second time around.
I can see that.
Yeah. And just know that even though you're interviewing for a you know, the job that you're interviewing for, they are going to be looking for more of a they want to see that you're a people person too, which it's not that you're not a people person, but how do I say this? Where you excel in that job would be in the care of the animals. And frankly, that's where you need to excel in that job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I attempted to explain that. And I was like, I can give you, you know, because you can call my pet sitting clients, and you can call clients in the clinic, you can call the doctors, and they're all going to be like, oh, she's great, you know.
Right.
They're all going to tell you stories about something I did with their dog that they thought was phenomenal. But they're like, think of a time went above and beyond. And I'm like, no, it's just my job.
Right.
No,
well, exactly.
You,
I mean,
you have
always gone above and beyond. So I wouldn't be at all surprised that, you know, if you're given the opportunity to do that, that they would find that out if you're given the opportunity to give them references. But when I asked the angels how did the interview go, I'm not getting a positive, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm always honest, I'm not getting a positive response. Am I getting, will they probably call you? If they don't call you this time, they will call you next time.
I can see that.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a place that you said, no, it's a, I'm not, trust me, I'm not, if it's, I have honestly went into it with, if it's for me, it is, and if it isn't, it isn't.
Exactly.
And there was part of me that's like, okay, yeah, income is a good thing. And then it was
right.
The other part of me that was like, I don't know, this is a pretty big place, and I've only seen, like, 10 people here.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So what happens? Are you overworked?
And they're like, oh, we can board 300 dogs and take in 130 day boarders. And I was like, in my mind, thinking, why would you want to have 430 dogs on this property?
Right, why would anybody want to have that? Why would anybody want to? Right?
Well, I mean, all I could think was is I don't see 200 people working here, which means that... I don't know how you're pulling that off, but okay.
Right. Exactly. I would say to you that one of the best ways to handle this place is the way you did, which is to say if it's for me, it's for me. You know, I always say If God brings you to it, then it's right for you. And if he doesn't, then it wasn't, period. And in this particular case, I feel like one of the reasons why you probably didn't interview as well as you would have liked is in part because they were asking you the wrong questions. I mean, they were asking you the questions that you would be asking somebody as a front office greeter or administrator, like the first person you meet when you go in to a company, because they were looking for people skills. But you don't need people skills for what you're doing. What you're doing is you really have to have a love of animals and really kind of connect with them. And if you don't, then that's not the right job for you. And you do have those skills. You know, now you also have, you do have people skills. Don't misunderstand me. But I think that what they were really putting the emphasis in the wrong place.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, if people came in and I had to, you know, it was a busy day for them because it was after holiday weekend. And so they were very into, like, the human beings. And it wasn't to say that they weren't into the dogs, but they were doing things that I'm like, that's a mistake. That, you know, you barely make the fight happening in your lobby because you're not paying attention to the dogs, and you're putting way too much emphasis
to the
on
people.
The fact that this guy doesn't mind, that he wants to let his dogs walk around unleashed in your lobby when you have two or three other dogs coming through and you don't want to say something to him.
Not acceptable. See? And that's, and you see, that's where already, when you see, and that's what I'm trying to say is they were putting the emphasis on the wrong part. So if you were suddenly employed by this place, that problem would then become a mountain, not just a molehill, because now you'd have to deal with that every single day where they want you to make nice, because when they put the comfort of the client over safety, it's wrong. You don't do that in a veterinary clinic. You do not. You make sure your primary objective is that the dogs and the dog's health. And a dog that's unleashed could be dangerous to other dogs or people, correct?
The difference, I think, that I see maybe is that I was always in veterinary medicine with, like, the medicine angle. And they purely are just boarding. And I think they've only been open for, like, 5 years. And they're like, oh, we just built a giant building, so now we can take on, you know, three times as many dogs as we could before. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think you see the possible drawbacks in this system.
And the truth is there's just so many different, I mean, I understand where they want it and they have the capability of boarding that many animals. But again, if their priorities aren't in the right place, you know you. This is going to frustrate you. You're not going to be there long anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have to go after a while.
No, because you wouldn't allow that. And for good reason. Now, I know the last time we talked, I believe you had called in, and we were talking about what you were going to do future, because you had graduated, correct?
Yes.
What have you decided?
Correct.
Yes. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Is that as far as you've gotten?
You know, more classes, and then, like, my cousin keeps saying, hey, you got to be a vet. You got to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah.
No,
and are you thinking of doing that?
I think about it, but at the same time, I'm like, I should at least get a job in the interim because it's going to cost money to some degree.
Well, it is, but I also think that if you, and this again, this is not just coming from me, if you know what you want, you need to go after it now.
Okay.
And the reason for that is simple.
I'll try to know. Yeah.
I think you know exactly what you want. I just think you're afraid of the challenge. It's tough. But I think you're up for the challenge. And I'm being shown that you would make a phenomenal veterinarian. Phenomenal. And I can guarantee you, anyone listening to this show tonight would second that. Jessica?
Oh, my God, you gave such good advice.
Yeah, I mean, your advice was so good. And I know you're thinking, well, that was just simple advice. But it's not simple advice. It's the way you delivered the message. So if you can deliver a message that way, when you weren't even anticipating having to answer questions like those. Imagine having your own veterinary business and really being able to put the focus on the pets the way it needs to be. I think it's really important. I think you'd do really well. Again, free will, your choice, but I think you would be very successful at it.
I shall meditate on it.
Okay, meditate on it, pray
question.
On it. Okay.
Okay. So, oddly, like every so often randomly, I just get nauseous. Don't know why. Just do. So I go to the doctor, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, simple thing. You know, take the Tums and the this and the that every
okay.
day. It'll stop, which it kind of does,
mm-hmm.
but then it kind of doesn't.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's just that, like, okay, yeah, maybe he's telling me to take the Tums for 2 months because it just takes 2 months, or if, you know, I should be going to people to look a tad bit deeper than, like, the Tums.
Well, here's the thing. If you're getting waves of nausea, have you been able to attribute it to any kind of foods that you've been eating?
Okay, I haven't, but it's because the explanation that was given is because I generally eat spicy food and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
They're like, it's because you drink caffeinated stuff or you eat spicy food. And I'm like, I do that every day.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And I know you don't want to hear this, but as we get older, and it doesn't matter if you're... You're not old, but this is the point of trip. That's why I got to be really careful.
Doesn't she make you feel good?
If you're going from the age of 20 to the age of 21, you're getting older. If you're going from the age of 25 to 26, you're getting older. So
okay, I don't even remember the twos anymore. So
you know, we're not going to go there. See, I love that so nicely for you. But the point is, as we get older, it's like an engine on a car. The body works, but it doesn't work as effectively. And so, yeah, you may be accustomed to eating spicy foods or rich foods or foods that are high in fat or drinking a lot of coffee, but the reality is after a while the stomach's going to say, you know, this isn't, we're not dealing with this so well. And so you'll get acid reflux. Now, a lot of people don't feel acid reflux. They don't even realize that they're having it, but it will result in a feeling of nausea.
See, this,
okay.
I'm so old. This is old.
This is old. So let me ask you a question. Is this what the doctor told you, basically?
Yeah, but,
I
took it home.
Okay, so then wait a second. Did he put you on Prevacid?
No, Zantac.
Okay.
And I take the Zantac with the Tums. And
does it work?
Yeah, okay. Generally it's okay. But then there'll just be days where it just doesn't. And I'm like,
What did you eat those days? Did you eat a lot of caffeine? Citrusy?
I don't know. I cut the caffeine back a good bit. And I will say that I have done the, generally speaking, avoided spicy food. And I stopped eating after 8 o'clock because apparently if I lay down, and, you know,
right,
stuff
you
happens.
Get reflux. Right.
But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just it. This is just it. I'm going to have to start eating cream of wheat out of a straw.
No. The answer to your question is that's all there is. I know what you're afraid of. I know what's going on in your mind. And the answer to your question is no, you don't have that, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. You do not have that. And I'm asking the angels, and they're giving me a no.
I WebMD these things, and I'm like, this is what it is.
No, it's not that.
Like, that's it.
Now, and for what it's worth, I've got a 17-year-old daughter that has that. Not that. Has to take a she has acid reflux. And I get it from time to time where it comes and goes. And
it's common. That's
it's very common. And Jessica knows right away because I stopped drinking coffee for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So my stomach calms down again, and then I'm good to go for months. And I'll take a Zantac or something like that for a couple of weeks until it calms down. I don't eat Mexican food, which I absolutely love. And I stay away from tomatoes and onions and hot peppers. So if you find that you can do that, Stay away from citrus. Stay away from any kind of the fake cheeses. Cheez-Its, Cheetos.
Okay. That might be it.
Okay. Cheetos and Cheez-Its, I don't know why, are one of the number one things that will give you acid reflux. It's something in that processed orangey cheese.
Because it's fake cheese.
It's fake cheese. It's probably, because it's basically a
cheese. Yeah. Okay. It's got to be the cheeses. Cheetos kind of freak me out because that stuff gets on your hands and it doesn't come off. And you have to
wash
it.
That's true.
And I'm like, anything that you can't wipe off with a napkin is like,
Yeah, probably not good in our colons. But if do you eat a lot of, do you like your Cheez-Its, girl, right?
I haven't been for years. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, we started keeping Cheez-Its in the house.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I'll be Cheez-Its. I forgot that
there
I like Cheez-Its.
And it seems like they wouldn't be. They're not particularly fatty. They're not. But that, I could eat a handful of Cheez-Its and I'm going to have a problem. And also,
cracker,
you'll find
now
that.
I'm going to die.
No, no. See, aren't you? But aren't you glad to get that information? Because that could be your answer right there. Okay. Also, bagels.
Doritos. Bagels?
Oh, bagels. Bagels and Cheez-Its.
I eat bagels every day.
Okay, so, okay, I'm going to help you out here, okay? You need to, I would love for you to, for like 2 weeks, eat like Cheerios or cream of wheat through a straw for breakfast. No Cheez-Its or any kind of fake cheesy products and no spicy food. You know, do like, you know, chicken and white rice or brown rice, but no,
you
know. You
just have to think more bland.
Yeah, and I think you'll be so shocked at how good you feel. No soda, right?
Okay. Because
you know you don't drink soda, do you?
I do, but I don't drink it tons of times. Usually it's the morning caffeine. It's
okay.
Easier than coffee.
It's amazing you have an esophagus left.
And she's wondering why she has acid reflux.
Yeah, I don't know why. I can't imagine. Well, I think you've pretty much been a walking miracle to this point, so I think really you need to cut back on some of these things, and you'll be shocked at how good you feel. And then you can slowly start to introduce coffee back in, but slowly, because you can't just all of a sudden go up to, like, 3 cups a day or something.
Yeah, and I will say that just happened. Well, I'll be like, I'm not going to do this for this 2 weeks, the doctor said so. And then,
yeah, like, now I can do it, and then it comes right back again. You have to, like, slowly introduce coffee, stay away from the Cheez-Its, the bagels, and Doritos and chips and stuff like that. Because that's
truly
chili.
I also can't eat chocolate. Chocolate is also on the list of foods. Apparently that will kill
chocolate,
me.
It contains caffeine, so that's why you would not want to eat chocolate. I'm not saying it's fun, but, you know, some of the things you can eat are cream of wheat, rice. No, seriously, though. Any kind of toast is pretty much okay. Toast. You know, of course, milk products. You can have dairy. Yogurt. I know. It sounds like you can now gum your food. But the truth is you can eat chicken and you can eat steak and all that stuff. Just, you know, you're not going to be eating it blackened, right, because that's spicy, right? So, I do too, but that's just apparently a failure in my cooking skills. So, but that's what's causing all this. So if you can stay away from those things, you're going to find that life gets a whole lot easier, because that way you can have an occasional, you know, coffee. You can have coffee every day. Go to a light blend, you know, something light, not medium, not dark, but a light roast. That will have less acidity, and all the more expensive brands have less acidity. Okay, so like what you buy off your supermarket shelf has a very high acid content, and I actually know this because when I was in Maine, I walked into a gourmet coffee manufacturer that I've been drinking their coffee in Maine for years, and I said, can you tour me through your facility because I want to see it, and I've been coming up here for 12 years, and I've never seen it. So he took Jessica and I and both her daughter and my daughters through, and he explained that anything you buy on a supermarket shelf has a very high acidity count. So, you know, if you go by kind of a more extensive, you know, blend, it'll have less acid. Also, I want you to take a penny and put it in a cup of soda tonight, and then 2 days later take it out and look how shiny it is. and know that if it could corrode the penny and do what it's going to do to that penny, think what it's doing to your stomach lining.
So, yeah, my uncle used to clean the rust off of his car with Coca-Cola every day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's crazy, and there's this thing called Tangen water, which, you know, is alkaline water, and it's amazing when you see the different tests that they do with acidity. It's just amazing. So if you do those simple steps and change those things, you'll be shocked at how well you feel, truly. And are you sleeping elevated at night, your head a little bit elevated?
No.
Child. Okay, so this is what you do. All right? You take just like a couple of extra seat cushions or pillows or something and stick them under that end of your mattress for like a couple of weeks, too. So you're up about 4 inches higher than you would be. Okay? So that will keep the acid reflux from coming up. Okay? Which is what's causing the nausea, by the way.
Okay, yeah, that might work.
No.
Yeah. Okay, Jessica's telling the dog, Luna, no,
she's
not
like
you.
She's trying to eat my, she's eating every one of my body parts. I was going to scream at her, but I didn't think anybody would appreciate that.
I'm telling you,
I was
going to
go,
the next time you bring
lecture.
Her. Yes. Get yourself one of the little safe edible bones that she can, you know, from the
yeah.
The doggy.
And you think that'll keep her busy, do you?
No, I don't think you realize what this dog is like.
But
she's like a chewing machine.
It's okay. Just that way you can at least give her something to satisfy the urge that's okay for her to chew.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably a really, really good idea. And actually, I do have a crate here. So I think we're going to place her into the crate. I'm going to have Jessica
that's
do that. That's
because I have little scratches all over my hands now.
This is what you do. The next time you bring her, for like the first 20 minutes she's there, if you find that she'll eat the Cheerios, hide them in places around the room.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And let her spend
time
looking for them. Because really, if the dog is going to bug out, they bug out in 20 minutes. And then they calm down. Their brains just get
a
little
overstimulated. That's a fantastic
idea. But it'll stop after 20 minutes.
Her brain has not calmed down.
No, I'm telling you, she goes from 7 to 11 every night this way. It's really hard. It's a challenge. But I'm gonna do the edible frozen. I'm gonna do the towels too because she loves to try and get my dish towels at home. So, you know. That makes
just get
sense.
Like a strong one and
God,
it's just
my God.
Not swallowing pieces because pieces are strong in the intestine fat. But,
okay.
You know.
Okay. I will do that. And in the meantime, I'm going to let Jessica go ahead and crate her. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Otherwise, she's
going to
eat me and I won't have any body parts left.
Okay. So give me 1 second here because now. Under the studio desk. Okay. Good luck, Jessica. I hope you come back with 10 digits. All right. She really is a cute dog. For all of you who are wondering, she really is an adorable dog. She's very chewy. But I like the idea of the Cheerios too because the weird thing is I can bring her to my office and she's fine because she's very sleepy during the day, but she comes alive at 7 o'clock at night. I ran her in my home before I came here tonight, and we back and forth for about 30 minutes, but it didn't seem to wear her out any. Dog, what are you going to do?
Try outside things, too. Sometimes her mind just needs something new to focus on. 20
minutes. She hasn't had all her, you know, her shots. So she had
if
her first set.
If you don't have a lot of stray dogs in your area,
we don't.
You can kind of be safe outside. If you know that the dog's around you, I mean, don't take her everywhere. PetSmart, definitely not. Don't go.
Right. No.
But
no. No.
Like you, if you know your block and you don't have a lot of strays, or at least you have people who you know are vaccinating, you could probably go around the block.
Okay.
And be okay, or at least into your backyard and be okay.
Okay. She doesn't get her second set of shots until Wednesday of next week. And then, of course, her third set would be 3 weeks later. So, and then she's good.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep her slightly contained until that happens.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Sometimes they also like baby carrots.
Baby carrots. Ooh, I'm going to write that one down because that could keep her occupied for a good while. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, good, good. I've actually written down all these wonderful tips, and I will be doing them. How about that whole peanut butter in a toy thing?
It works for some and some it doesn't. Some dogs just don't like the toy.
Right. Yeah, I find it, I think it would be annoying. Okay. All righty. Good deal. Well, I appreciate your help. And have I answered all your questions?
Yes, you have. And I feel like I've taken up like the entire night, so I feel bad.
You have not, but you helped me a lot too, so I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're
safe
welcome.
Where you are. I know you will be.
Always.
But keep in mind all those tips. No Cheez-Its, no bagels, no coffee, no chocolate. Raise the bed by 4 inches at the head. And I think you'll be really surprised. And stay away from soda.
I shall do that.
Okay. And let us know how you make out, okay?
We'll definitely do.
Okay. Thanks so much. You take care, okay? It was great talking.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Wow. Well, for all our listeners, obviously, I think I got more out of that call than our caller, but I do greatly appreciate it. She actually has been a client for many years, and she's a wonderful person. And Jessica and I always really enjoy it when she calls in because she's just a good soul, a good person. She's always fun to talk to, and she always has laughter. And I think that in life, if you can laugh at anything that's going on in your life, like when your puppy is chewing your co-host's fingers off, I think it's a very, very good thing. Have you successfully created the Kraken?
I have.
Okay. and people laugh when they were coming
to
the house.
I've never seen a puppy like that before.
Okay, I'm not. See, it's
I'm
she not.
She chews you like you're a bone.
I know. And you
it hurts.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said she was
exhausted. I never
exhausted.
Had a dog like that before.
And I said I was exhausted, and you were looking at me like, what is wrong
yeah,
with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Now you see. Okay. Good enough. We'll go on to our next caller, shall we? All right, our next caller is calling in from area code 631 with a prefix of 909. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was wondering if you were doing readings tonight.
I absolutely am.
Oh, great.
Let me do one for you.
Well, that would be great. My name is Suzanne, and I was just wondering about work and love life.
Work and love life. Okay, Suzanne. Let me ask you two questions here. First question that I'm going to ask you is, well, I'm getting a couple of things here. So work, before I can even get to work, they're showing me your calves. I don't know why. The bottom of your legs. Are you having trouble with them? Were you recently working out?
Yeah, they hurt a lot.
They hurt a lot.
I walk a lot, but they hurt.
Okay. That's exactly what it is. Because they're showing me that, and they wanted me to address that with you right away. So, like, I want to go to your, to work right away, but they're like, no. You know, they want to talk about your legs, and that seemed like a really weird thing for me to say to you. But just so you know, they might hurt, but you're doing the right thing. Continue walking. It's really good for them. Okay?
You think that's what it is?
I think that's all it is, and I think that the more you walk, the better off you're going to be, because increasing the circulation to them is the most important thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I think, honestly, I don't think you're going to have a problem. They're just saying to me that you worry about it, and you know you worry about it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And were you worried that it was something, I don't even know what that is. What's PAD? PAD? What is that?
No, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, okay. They're telling me that you had a fear of something like that, and they were giving me those initials. I don't know what that stands for, but they're saying to me it's just if you exercise, you're going to be fine. So here comes the next question. Have you been watching what you've been eating?
Yes.
Okay, and that's been helping, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You want to continue doing that. You want to watch the sodium, they're saying. Watch your sodium intake.
I know. It's so funny. I feel the sodium too much. I'm going to throw out the peanuts.
Yeah,
I watch what I eat, but I like
I know. It's so hard. But that's the one thing they're telling me is watch the sodium because that's what...
I'm throwing the peanuts out.
Okay, there you go. All right,
I just
you know,
threw the pretzels out.
The peanuts out. All right,
I'm trying to do
low-fattening
stuff, but, you know.
It's not easy. The problem is when you go to the store and you look at, like, packages and stuff, all the stuff that's made for, quote-unquote, diet... It's usually, and I don't want to get a bunch of calls from manufacturers, but if you look at the nutritional content, it either is really high in calories or to make up for the lack of fat, they've loaded it with sodium, so it has really high sodium.
Can I try to watch? Do.
Yeah. You know, there's so much you can buy that if you just look, it's maybe not diet or, you know, light, as they say. But when you look at it, it's better than any of the light stuff or dietetic stuff that even Weight Watchers puts out. And it was funny because my husband came home with something the other day from Sam's Club, and it was like a box of mini pastries. I'm like, what are you doing, you know? And he said, no, look at it. And so I looked at it. It had, like, very little sodium, very little sugar, and they were great. And I'm like, okay, you can buy these again, which he did, sadly. So... You know, but the point
oh,
is, if you, right. if you
can
read
we see,
the content,
you see anything with work and love life or my son, anything of those now?
Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to tell you about, let's go with work, okay? You know, you're a hard worker, as you know, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're currently employed.
Yes.
And you know, you got stuff that goes on. Was there a little bit of an upheaval about 3 months ago at your office?
I don't work in an office.
Okay. Where you work, was there an upheaval about 3 months ago? Was there a concern about whether the business would continue to grow or if there was going to be a problem? Because I'm getting 3 months ago.
No, I just had a different job over the summer. It's nothing with the school. I just am looking for more hours.
Okay. So here's the thing. That's probably why 3 months ago it says 3 months ago. Things changed. If you're looking for more hours, I see you're going to get them, but not in the way that you want. It will be more as temp, but it won't be full.
Well, really,
you know,
can't be temp. I mean, I'm working at the school. You can't be a temp. I mean, I work as an eight-part-time.
Would they give you like almost like a substitute teacher or that type of role? Do you know what I'm saying?
What I was thinking of doing is going back to subbing, but I didn't know whether I should do that or stay where I am.
I'd have to quit this school
and try to go to other ones.
Yeah, okay. I would say if you go back to subbing, you'll do really well.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to excel in subbing, and I also feel that you have a better chance of pulling in a more permanent situation by doing that.
Okay.
Okay, because they're telling me that that's where you're, because you know what your daily amount is when you're subbing, right? And if you get
well,
that
I'll
on
also
a
be
regular...
subbing as an aide most of the time because I'm not certified anymore, so I can only sub as an aide. So it's not that much money, but then I'm on call all the time. You see what I'm
all
saying?
All the time. Yeah, I know. And that,
I like where I am now because I go there every day.
And it's consistent. But here's the thing, though. You know as well as I do, if you're good at subbing, you'll get called all the time. And sometimes you'll get called in, and they'll give you like a 2 or even sometimes 3 month gig because somebody's going to be out, somebody's on pregnancy leave, et cetera, right? So
I don't know if they do that for teacher aides.
Really? They do that here, but I feel like I feel like that's the best way. I feel like you'll make more money than what you're doing now. Would that be correct?
I will.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. My gosh, you're pretty good with this stuff. So far, oh my God.
Yeah, so, you know,
okay, now,
I've been blessed.
Other things, what about love life?
Okay, all right, so let me say this. I got to give all the glory to God and the angels. I don't take any credit. This is not me at all, it's them. So I got to give credit to them. But I will tell you this, love life, okay. So, all right, who's the guy that was in your life or is in your life but is not like it's not happening?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So
we're
like,
playing cat and mouse all the time. I know he likes me, but I don't know if he wants to commit. And so then I just went on another date tonight. You know, it's like, I don't know how much time to give him. I do care about him, but it's like.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. You know, I think it's time for you to say, look, you know, my grandmother had a saying, it's so inappropriate, but I'm going to say it. It's either pee-pee or get off the pot, right?
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, right? Okay, so, right? And it's true, too, though. So you need to kind of let him know, you know, look, this really doesn't seem to be going forward, at least at the pace this is going, I'll be dead before you commit. So,
yep.
Right? So, yeah, so what you need to do is you need to tell him, you know, I still want to be your friend and we can still, you know, go out occasionally. But if you don't see, if we're not both on the same page of where we want this to go, then I think it's time for me to get on a different train. Because this one's not taking me where I want to go.
This one on a date tonight, and I might be going on another one. Do you see anything with them?
I do see you're going to meet somebody. Have you been using a dating website?
Yeah.
Good, because that's where I see you're going to meet them through. So I see the guy you're going to meet through a dating website, and that's going to work.
You know what he looks like at all?
I'm getting dark hair, a little bit thinning. He's not like Mr. Svelte. He's kind of chunky but adorable. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing about him. The guy that I see, and please don't take this the wrong way, because it's the guy I would choose every day of the week. He's not, you know, Mr. Suave or debonair. He's a good old Joe. He's a hard worker. He knows how to fix things. You know, if something breaks on the car, he'll get under there and jerry-rig it so he gets the job done is what I'm saying. You know, he may not be Mr. Botany 500, but he's adorable and wonderful and faithful. That's the guy I see that you're going to end up with.
Now, is that the guy I met tonight?
I don't know if that's the guy you met tonight. I know that's the guy you're going to end up with. If this describes him, then if you choose
he
to...
He has no hair.
Okay,
he's a little chubby.
Him.
He has nice eyes, a little chubby, but he has no hair.
I don't think it's him because I'm seeing dark hair, thinning dark hair, but dark hair. You know, I'm Italian, so we have a lot of Italians in my family, obviously, and so a lot of them have dark hair, is thinning, but they've
got...
Hey,
this man's all Italian that I met last night.
He is all Italian, huh? Hmm.
And I met him an hour ago, 2 hours ago.
Hmm. Okay, his name doesn't begin, it's not like John or Johnny or anything, right?
It is.
Oh, crap. Okay. All right, so this could be. You got to find out what color hair he had. What color eyebrows does he have?
He has black eyebrows and brown eyes.
Okay, black. If he has black eyebrows, chances are his hair was black, too. Okay.
Unless he dyes his eyebrows.
They're black.
Well, he said he shaved his head.
Ah, okay. Bingo, bingo, bells and whistles. All right. I've described the guy that you're going to be with to pretty much a T, I think, including a name. So, like, honestly.
So you don't think, can I hear the other person's name to see if you ever think he's going to come around?
I'm getting, like, an R.
No, his name begins with an S.
Okay, no. I'm getting, like, a Rick. So I don't know who that is, but I don't think that the guy that you're currently with is going to come around, and I got to be honest with you. I think the further you get away from him, the more you'll realize that you're not used to losing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so that's part of this. This is like, he's like Mount Everest for you because he is so hard to nail down and you want to be the one to nail him down. But the truth is, sometimes winning the prize and then realizing you have it and then realizing it wasn't that big a prize after all, do you know what I mean?
But you don't think he's ever going to miss me?
Will he miss you? Yes. Will he be content anyway? Probably, yes. He's the kind that doesn't need to have a constant companion in his life.
Wow.
But you knew that.
I know. Now, you know, I know you're so good, I have to ask you, what do you see with my son? Do you ever see him moving back with me? I want him to. I miss him.
I do see that he'll, yes, the answer is yes. I do, but not for a little while yet. And when he does,
what's a little while?
Probably another year and a half.
Well, he's 13 years old now.
Okay, not another year and a half. And that's what I was just going to say. When he does move back with you, he'll be more mature. And
his dad makes it like he's the only parent, and I'm not a parent, and he's not nice.
Yeah, well, and you know what? That's okay, because
no, it's
you don't
not
want to
because...
be. His, no, listen to me. You don't want to be your son's best friend. You want to be mom, because...
No, you don't understand. His dad acts like I'm not the parent. I should have no say and had disrespectful. You know what I mean? He's not a nice person to me.
But eventually, your son's going to wisen up. Do you get to see him at all?
Yes.
Yes.
But they play a game with the visitations. I'm taking to court September 16th. He's not a nice man.
No, I know. Not a nice man is being kind.
Well, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I know. And his agenda is to cause you as much emotional pain as he can, and
yes.
And that's part of his game. But realize that as much as you don't want to be controlled by him, you can also take control back by saying to yourself, "I know what he's doing, and I'm choosing to respond this way." Because if I respond,
talk to me. He just gets my son involved. You know,
well,
like
I
nuts,
know.
You know.
And he wants you to react. He wants you to react to what your son says and does that comes from him. You're not going to do it. You're going to stay true to who you are, and you're going to keep being the person you are. You're not going to lower yourself to his level.
Okay.
Because believe me, in the end, he'll exhaust you, and that's exactly what he's looking to do.
Yeah, I know. What do you see happening on September 16th when I go to court?
I feel like there's going to be a continuance of some kind.
I just want to get...
I know. I don't feel like a determination is going to be made that day. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Well, it's not determined. It's just I want to get more... I think they want to just make a new schedule because he's getting older, but I can't keep taking off work.
Well, no, and you shouldn't have to keep taking off work. And that's part of the problem with doing substitute teaching because, right? But here's the thing.
It wouldn't be teaching, be an aide because I'm not certified anymore.
Right.
But
right.
You don't see the school where I'm at giving me more hours. Like I work a certain amount, but they have like one-on-one aides or me getting babysitting and then doing the aide job or something.
I don't see a lot more hours coming from where you are. Some, but not a lot. I'm sorry.
Well, you mean some more hours?
Some, but not a lot.
Like 2 hours?
Yeah, well, that would be about right.
That's what I'm looking for, because then I could babysit or something on the side.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's all you're looking for, then I think they'll come through with that.
You know when that would be?
Probably in the next 60 days.
Really? Great.
Yeah.
Because the principal knows I want that, because then if I get 5 hours, then I would just take like a babysitting job in the morning, afternoon, and then it'd be okay.
Right, and again, would give you more freedom for your son when he's there,
yep.
Et cetera. So there you go. But
oh,
you know,
thank you so much. But you do see him come back with me in a year and a half?
Year and a half. And you can write that down. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Write this.
Okay.
He'll be, what, almost 15?
15.
Well, he'll be 14 in February, so that'll be...
I'm thinking 15. He'll be 15.
So I got a year and a half to go.
You can make it. You know?
All right. Okay. Hopefully I'll get a second date with the man from tonight, and his name is John.
So there you go. That's pretty amazing. Thank the angels for that one, because they couldn't have been more accurate.
Oh, my God.
All right. Listen, God bless
you. You know what? You're too good. You see me moving? Like, I got to move to a one-bedroom. I'm in a studio. Last question, I promise.
Do I see you moving?
My lease is up in December. I just want a one-bedroom. Unless I stay here.
But can they let you go month to month after that?
No.
Because, see, I don't see moving until February.
Really? Because my lease is up in December.
I know. But I don't see you moving till February. Maybe even March or April. So there may be, maybe you can do a 6-month extension.
I could try. I don't know if I should just get a one bedroom where I'm living in the same complex. I don't know.
Well, will that affect you being able to take your son?
If I have a one bedroom, it's better.
Okay. Because that's important, you know.
Yes,
some places,
I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I want to get the 5 hours in babysitting.
Got it. Okay. All right. The babysitting I don't see is going to be a problem for you at all. I see that.
That's what I'm trying
really
to go online tonight and get it.
Yep, good. Go do that. Go make it happen. And remember, positive thinking begets positive nature. Things will come to you. So know it's going to work out, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Susan, listen, thank
oh my
you
God,
so much
like
for
amazing.
Calling in. No, listen,
okay,
God bless
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Well, she was really sweet.
She was sweet.
The angels, yeah, I love it when the angels do stuff like that.
I know.
It's still, after all these years, it still blows my mind.
Well,
you know?
It is kind of, it's mind-blowing
yeah.
that you get this information. It still blows my mind,
I know.
And I've known you forever.
I know. It just, it still blows my mind, too.
Yeah.
And you know, I also want to say we went to a meetup in Casadega. It was not in the town camp, but it was in the town of Casadega. And Carol was the moderator.
Uh-huh.
She was a very lovely woman. She's a professor of English,
uh-huh.
English professor, and psychologist, but very much into intuition
uh-huh.
and having that ability and being able to communicate with her angels. And it was really kind of interesting because one of the things she talked about was when you have intuition, sometimes it comes and it comes in a way sometimes different than you ever thought it would come.
Right.
And I think when people get thoughts or ideas in their heads, they think, oh, well, that's silly or that's, you know, nonsense, or
uh-huh.
they don't express it. But if they would, they would validate that thought and realize that that's probably coming from one of their angels or spirit guides.
Right.
You know,
right.
because it really...
That's why sometimes, you know, you have a message for somebody, you need to give it to them.
You need to give it to them. That's it, absolutely. So that's pretty amazing. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller. That's calling in from 856 with a prefix of 776. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
It's Laura.
Laura, okay. Hi, Laura. And where are you calling from?
New Jersey,
Laura. I love that. Okay, so how can I? And Laura is really your name, correct?
Right.
What's your full? I don't want your last name, but is it Lauren? And is Laura your first name?
No, it's Laura.
Okay. Because are you with another female? Is there another female with you?
No.
Okay. Only because I feel like there's a very strong female presence with you, and her name is not Laura, but go ahead.
If there is, it's someone in spirit.
Yeah, well, and it very well could be. That's what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and see what pops up here. because I feel like there's another very strong female presence for you right now.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I'm calling to find out if you see any big changes coming for me or any big moves, anything like that.
Okay. Well, let's take a look and see what I see. The first thing the angels are telling me is that, before I say this, I want to ask you a couple of questions. I want to be careful how I say this. Have you had a divorce you know what I'm saying?
No, but...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you equating that with some kind of emotional loss?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
with a romantic relationship or with, like, a family relationship or friendship relationship?
Well, I think it's with okay. First of all, I'm getting the name I'm seeing a person who happens to be a neighbor of mine. Her name is Leslie. Does this have anything to do with you?
No.
Yeah?
No.
No. Okay. I'm seeing her. Her husband's name is Jim, or James, we call him. But a lot of people call him Jim. Do either of those names have anything to do with you?
No.
Because the angels are showing me this right now. And so for them to be showing me this, there's a reason. I just don't know what the reason is. And so the funny part is, I want to be really careful what I say here, they actually are going to be moving to New Jersey. They have a child that's going to be attending Monmouth College. So does any of this connect with you at all?
No.
Okay. All right. All I'm going to tell you is write it down and think about it, because they are showing this to me so strongly that I feel like in some way, shape, or form it does. But if those names don't mean anything to you, then we're just going to put it aside for now. But they're showing it to me really strong, and I don't know why.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So now we'll move on. So as far as big changes, yeah, I do see big changes. I feel like a big change has pretty much come along already. Excuse me?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, did you hear that, Jessica?
I heard that too, yeah.
Yeah, we must be getting feedback. I feel like a big change has already come down the pike for you, and it's either impending or you know about it. Is this correct?
No, I've been applying for jobs, but I haven't heard back yet from anybody.
This is not what I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of pain and anxiety from you. So I'm wondering where this is coming from. Like, I feel like I'm reading you, but that's not you. So, and it's very unusual that the angels give me this kind of information, and yet you're telling me that none of this applies to you, so I'm very confused. There's nobody
and anxiety. I mean, I'm anxious to move on with my life and,
Okay, so you're anxious to move on. What happened that you have to move on from?
Well, nothing. It's just I'm in an apartment. It's very tight and confining. I want to purchase a home, and I would like some more stability in my work. I do a lot of contract work, and I want something permanent with benefits, and I want to be able to purchase a home and just, you know, have a good life. I don't feel like I have a good life right now.
The angels are telling me that your life, whether home or apartment or wherever you're living, they're telling me that won't make a difference in making you happy. That there's bear me out here. Yeah, I understand. You get out from where you are, and I get that. But what they're saying is it's you being able to go down the path that you've always wanted to go down is what's going to make you happy. There's a direction you've always wanted to take your life that you felt inhibited or weren't able to take advantage of. Is that true?
That's true, and that actually is one of the jobs. I interviewed for a job with a company that I desperately wanted the job, like back in 98. I didn't get the job. However, there's another job that's come around that I feel that I would be a good fit for with the same company, and it's a big move though out of state, and I've applied for this, so I'm kind of anxious to know whether or not that's the opportunity that is going to come my way, and I'm going to actually land it this time.
I actually think you will land it this time. And that's a really big thing for me to say, because I know how important this is to you, and I wouldn't want to guide you wrong, but I feel like you will land it this time. I feel like that's going to be yours. It'll be your job to lose, let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know what that
means,
of course, right?
Yeah, and, you know, okay. And of course I have some anxiety around, you know, an upheaval and a large move and everything like that because it's starting all over again. But
what does it also give you the opportunity to do? You move, you can be whoever you want to be. And things that happen, you can't blame on anybody else at that point. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And you'll have
yeah.
to take full responsibility. But what comes with that is also the validation that you can handle this all on your own. You see what
right.
I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
So with the new obligation comes the validation that you can handle this without a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I think that will be a benefit to you. Also, the kind of cool part is I feel like you can be more than what you are socially.
Yeah, I can be.
Okay. And I think that you kind of fall into a rut sometimes, and I think this move will give you the opportunity to go to meetups. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going on there. Okay. And I think that's what you need to do. You need to go to meetups. You need to there's a part of you that always saw you as that person that could be socially adept, but you don't feel like you even put the effort in that you need to. Okay. That's where I'm going with that. I think that you have such phenomenal ability to be so much more than what you are. Not that what you are isn't good, but that person you always saw yourself, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you know where I'm going with this, right?
I do.
Okay. So I feel like absolutely that person that you always thought that you were going to be finally is going to have a chance to shine. But you have to allow that person to shine. You have to unlock the doors and open it up and let yourself come out. And if you do that, whew, it's going to blow your mind.
And I feel that could happen if I could just get this job and move on.
Right.
That's what I need.
Well, I feel like, but my warning to you is you are going to have that opportunity. It's going to be presented to you. Now, when it is, I need
mm-hmm.
you. This is really critical for you. I need
okay.
you when you take advantage of it, if you choose to, because I'm not here to affect your free will, nor the angels.
Right.
If you choose
right.
to take advantage of that, you need to open up the doors to all the other things that you know that you're capable of doing and actually do them. Because if you don't, then what's going to happen is you're going to be in a different place in the same old rut.
When you say the other things, are you talking about spiritual gifts?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not exactly comfortable with it yet. I'm still working through that.
You don't have to be comfortable, but there's lots of meetups that you can go to. Like, I often recommend meetup.com because you can find a meetup on just about any interest you have, and it's not for single people. I mean, they also have single group meetups, I guess, but there are lots of different meetups that you can go to, and you can, you know, kind of target the area that you have an interest in. Of course, I have a great interest in the metaphysical, spiritual, so I do all the psychic ones and the intuitive ones and the drum circle ones and you know, all the holistic type ones, you know, that's where I go to. I think you would tend to go to ones that give you validation, but I also think that you need ones that help you. Are you Catholic?
No. Yeah.
You need one that's going to help you take your Catholic side, your religious side, and help you to understand how that can be taking place within you and yet you're still not turning your back or going against what they're saying in the Bible. So
exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So hear me out on this, okay?
Okay?
We use the word psychic because that's what everybody knows. You know, if you look up the word psychic, we know what the word, you know, we know what we're going to get when we look up the word psychic, okay?
Yeah.
But let's really talk about what the word psychic means. I mean, what is the actual, like, definition of the word psychic, okay? It basically means that we're able to have an ability that is apparently not explainable by natural law, okay? The second definition or adjective for the word psychic is that it relates to the soul or the mind. Well, I don't know about you, but God gave me a soul. So if a word, you know, the word car salesman sometimes has a bad connotation, you know, sometimes, right? Right? Insurance salesman, car salesman, right? And so the word psychic does too. So take the word psychic out of it. Angel communicator, okay? If you are an angel communicator, is that a bad thing? Because I know the Catholic Bible. I know our Bible. I know Jesus went to the garden just before, you know, they were coming to take him away, and angels were sent to him. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So
what I'm saying is, talking to angels, even Jesus did. So how could you be crucified for doing that, and how could it be wrong?
So let me ask you this then, because I've become certified in Reiki as a Reiki master.
Right.
And I do Reiki shares, but I haven't done anything more with it because when I'm doing the Reiki shares, I get colors that come into my head. But I'm familiar with the archangels and the colors that are associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
So then, because I know that knowledge, now I doubt that it's real, and I think it's my ego or it's me putting the masking colors.
So let me ask you a question. You heard me when I spoke earlier to the other woman where, you know, I was so, like, shocked because it still blows my mind how these things come. But she said, you did really well. And I said, but I don't take, it's not me. I give all the glory to God and the angels, right? Because that's where it's coming from. So
how do I know it's real and it's not me wanting it to be real so that I'm imagining it because I want it to be real?
Okay. And that's a really good question. So let me ask you this. If you take a child who's really, really shy and they say to you, I want to be open and I want to be, you know, sociable like all the kids at school, but I'm really, really shy, and you tell them to pretend that they're kind of a famous movie star and that everybody wants to be their friend and to go to school for the next month and act that way, would they then become that way? Would it then become sociable? Would they stop banging their head? Would they stop darting their eyes, looking nervous and uncomfortable, so that people would probably want to come up because like attracts like, correct?
Right.
So take that analogy now, and let's take it over to you. You wouldn't think that you just have this ability for no reason. I believe that our archangels and I think God, Jesus guides us in the right direction. They guide us to the opportunity that we need to see. Everybody has a special gift. Every single person has a special gift. What I'm wondering is why you want to denounce yours. Do you take credit for yours, or who do you give the credit to?
No, if it's real and it's not me making it up because I want it to be real, which is ego,
correct,
then I know it's definitely God because I'm just channeling. I would just be a channeler for it.
So there's no ego there.
Right. but we're, I'm just kind of, because
so
I want to be, I would like to be a conduit, and I would like to know that I'm able to help, you know, other people, but I think before I go, like, I would like to go into the hospitals and into hospice and volunteer my services on this,
mm-hmm.
but before I do it, I kind of want the validation that it's real, that it's really
You believe in God, and you believe in archangels, and you're Catholic, so you know.
Well, I'm not
that
Catholic, but I have strong
Catholic beliefs. I understand.
That's part of what's coming into play too with all this.
So I'm going to help you with that right now. Go to my website. It's called drginny.com, drginny.com. drginny.com, www.drginny.com, and go to You Can Learn Too, and go to the bottom of it, and you're going to see the Hedge Prayer Protection. Now, let me tell you why I love this prayer so much. It was given to me by Father Bob Bailey, a Catholic priest out of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. This prayer will protect you with a hedge of protection like Job was protected. The nice part about it is it talks about keeping out any other negative influences, spirits, evil, or demonic things. Because you want to make sure that your ability not only is just not ego, but some other source coming through you that maybe isn't positive, correct?
Exactly, yes.
I understand that. And so you're going to say that prayer every single day. Every single day. It'll take you a minute and 30 seconds. Literally.
Okay.
But you're going to say that prayer every single day, and you're going to protect not only yourself, but your household, your car, your workplace, your friends, and anyone else who comes in contact with you. Because you're basically going to be saying that you are, you know, through the blood of Jesus, you accept this gift, but at the same time, you want to make sure that this hedge is placed around you, and that nothing and no one that's not from God, not from the divine, not an archangel, can even come around you. Because how else, if your faith is so strong, which it is, I know it is, and it must be, okay? So if your faith is so strong, you know that that faith is strong enough that if you say this prayer, as it has been prescribed by the Catholic Church, by Father Bob Bailey, that you will be 100% protected. Therefore, if you still have this ability and people are feeling better after you visited with them, whether it be physically or mentally, are you being successful?
Yeah, you know, and I've had people mention to me that they felt, you know, they have felt the presence of Jesus. One woman told me that when she sat up on the table, and I had been channeling the white light of Christ the whole time I was working on her.
And yet
so
you question it. And see, this amazes me. This is why, I'm so glad you called in because, you know, Jessica and I were talking about this last weekend, I think, about how, you know, with Jessica's order, how, you know, people could see the Red Sea parted and you could see, you know, one fish and one loaf of bread, you know, feed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And they got to see these miracles. We, 2,000 years later, have to believe in miracles we didn't see. Correct?
Right.
You know, that we read about, and you're getting to experience and see the miracle right in front of you, and you're still questioning it.
It's like it's happening in my head, though, and then I wonder if it's real, and that's where it's all coming from. Yeah.
But, Laura, what's your end result? What is your end result?
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't feel tangible to me, the end result. I mean,
but what you're doing isn't a tangible service. It's an intangible. So
exactly.
How could it seem tangible? And, again, what is the end result you're looking for? To make somebody feel better, either physically or mentally or both. So if you walk away from them, because God never promised that he could heal a broken bone or he could, you know, I mean, yes, Lazarus was brought back from the dead. Granted, yes, this all happened. However, you know, as a healer, you do realize a healer heals and it takes time to heal, where a miracle happens instantaneously, right? So if you're healing somebody, either mentally or physically, doesn't matter as long as you're healing them, because that's not your place to judge how, through God's, you know, good grace, that you're healing them. It's not your place. You just want to protect your healings. So you say that prayer, and you are protected.
You're right. That's the thing. I have been judging the end result because I can't see it immediately, and therefore I doubt, and I shouldn't. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Yeah, I'm gonna really. I'm so glad I called in tonight because I really needed this.
Good. I'm really glad you did too. I'm really glad you did too. And I think this was the perfect conversation to have this evening. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
Yes, and thank you so much. I really appreciate the help. I'm gonna.
Well,
I'm also gonna check into these meetups too.
Do it. It's. We go to them all the time. Jessica, I often call Jessica and say, hey, do you want to go to this with me? And she always says, sure, I'll go.
Yeah.
And we have a good time. You know, we've met wonderful people. We've met incredible people, all different levels of people.
Uh-huh.
And really people I value greatly in my life. So
if
I would say
do that. Florida, would I be able, do you think that Florida would give me the environment to continue with all of this?
Florida is a great environment for this. We have special areas in Florida that really specialize in this. But I will tell you that in my experience, having lived in New Jersey myself, and Jessica actually lived in New Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey, too.
I feel that there's more, quote-unquote, psychic fairs and holistic fairs.
Yeah, there's more up there than there is here.
Than you'll find down here.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember, we're in the Bible Belt down here, so we have some diehard Baptists that don't ask questions. Yeah. So, I mean, I could, you would be shocked how many honest-to-goodness Catholic Church secretaries have called me for readings.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that with 100%. I mean, it blows me away, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that's because they know, because When you're working in the church, you hear about and see more miracles.
Uh-huh.
Because where do you go when somebody has intuition or somebody's had a miracle, somebody's had a healing? You go and you talk to your parish priest, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
So they're more believers, I think, than a lot of us, you know?
Probably.
And they believe in the ability to communicate with our archangels.
Well, I actually left my church because I was experiencing some of these things, and my minister, you know, was against it. So I actually had to leave my church over this.
And I understand that. But remember, ministers, pastors, priests, they're just human beings. They're not God.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I know what you're dealing with because I dealt with it early on, too. I wanted to make sure I wasn't doing the wrong thing. Ask Jessica.
Oh, yeah. It's a struggle.
It was a real struggle because, you know, but I knew for me, I was giving up an incredibly high-paying job to do this at a fraction of what I was making, but knew I was ministering to people, and that's what I wanted to do was to help people. That's what I prayed for on a daily basis. So, you know, it became very clear to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Listen, good luck to you. God bless you. You're going to be fine. I think
this
gives you something to process.
It does. It really does. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
your reading.
You're welcome.
You take care, Laura, okay?
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. And if anybody ever wants to call me privately for a reading, you can reach me at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Or go to my website, www.drginny.com. We have had a really great night tonight. We've had a lot of callers. Unfortunately, we're running short on time. I wanted to read something that Soul Connection was her name in the chat room, was kind enough to put in. And when we were talking to the guest prior to the last one, I had said it kind of still blows my mind after all these years and how it just comes. And she was kind enough to write several little messages, and I don't know if she's still on, but I want to thank her for taking the time to do that. She wrote, "The angels float in our presence. They float invisibly in the spacious expanse of our heart. In this world are dream worlds, and they are with us when we visit other dimensions. The angels are non-physical beings, and you, the soul, are a non-physical being. And so it is very easy for an angel to drop a tiny part of their spirit in yours. And so with a tiny part of their spirit in your spirit, it is utterly and completely natural for an angel to be tuned into you, connected to you throughout your lives. Angels tune into you and see, hear, and listen and feel you within their own inner theater. They are connected to you within themselves, and they view, see, and feel and guide you through their inner systems." And then she logged out. So I want to say
that was nice.
That was very, very kind of her to take the time to do that. And I want to say God bless her and thank you for doing that soul connection. And it was a great words.
Yeah, absolutely.
And very touching to the heart. And somebody who truly, I think, obviously knows what it's like to communicate with angels.
Yeah.
I hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. I know I couldn't get to everybody, and I'm sorry. Please do call back in next week. Call in about 10 minutes prior to the show starting, and you'll be the first ones in the queue. We'll be starting the show next week at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll try and get a lot more callers on. I know
that we
had a lot of long calls.
We won't
calls.
Talk about dogs.
We won't talk about dogs, and we'll make sure we have a lot more callers that get on. I know our callers went long tonight.
Right.
But every once in a while that happens. But next week, I promise, we'll get a whole lot, at least triple as many calls in as we did tonight.
Right.
So, again, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Take it easy. Have a good week. Remember, God is good. He's always there. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.